بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اور فرمایا کہ جو کوئی نفس کا دشمن ہے وہ خدا کا دوست ہے. اگر یحییٰ بن معاذ رحم کر لے اسے کہ تو ایوے اسے انمی آف اس نفس whoever is the enemy of nafs, he is the friend of Allah Ta'ala. It's quite simple to understand. The nafs is like shaitan. It only demands and commands evil, everything which is in conflict with Allah Ta'ala's calm, with Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. So whoever becomes the enemy of his nafs, become the enemy of the nafs, by denying them or denying the commands of the nafs, not obeying the nafs, being disobedient to the nafs, in every evil, in every act or every desire which is in conflict with the shariat of Allah Ta'ala, to oppose the nafs in everything which is harmful, in everything which brings about the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala, and also in its excessive demand of permissible things. It's an excessive demand of permissible things, there's a need also to oppose the nafs in such things as well. The nafs should not be satisfied in everything. First come the demand for permissible things, and then an excessive demand for permissible things, unnecessary things, unnecessary luxuries. So then from that, go a step further, then you come there. Doubtful things, the mustaba things, then will come the haram things. So it is necessary for a person to become the enemy of his nafs. In other words, you have to be always suspicious of your own nafs. Must not be suspicious of other people. Must be suspicious of your own self. Never trust your own nafs. Be suspicious of your nafs and keep it under control. In this manner you become the enemy of your nafs. And when you become the enemy of your nafs, obviously you become the friend of Allah Ta'ala, you become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. The opposite is also true. If you become the friend of Allah Ta'ala, then you're the enemy of your nafs. And if you're the friend of your nafs, then you become the enemy of Allah Ta'ala. Because then you will have to do everything which is in conflict with Allah Ta'ala's ahkam. اور فرمایا کہ خدا کا ولی منافق اور ریاکار نہیں ہوتا. یحییٰ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ وسلم said, the ولی of اللہ تعالیٰ, he can never be a person of ریا and a منافق. It is possible for a ولی to commit sin also. A ولی is not معصوم. Only the انبیاء معصوم. Only the انبیاء are sinless. But a ولی, they can commit a sin. Do commit occasionally sins, but their repentance and their remorse is of very high standard. So why that is possible, these two evil qualities, these two evil attributes you will never find in a wali, because it negates wilayat completely. It completely eliminates wilayat. It is riya and nifaq. Riya, it is such a sin which a person does not commit on the spur of the moment, in a moment of weakness. It's something which is premeditated. Display your ibadah, you display your goodness, you display your charity in order to gain the approval, the praises of the people. So such a person can never be a wali, even if he spends he spends much in charity and he spends much time in ibadah, but if he is conscious of riya, that he is doing this for the sake of show and for the sake of name, then obviously he can never be a wali. And in the same way, nifaq, there can never be hypocrisy in a wali. Riya can be in people who are not awliya, man who is not a wali, he will have riya. Yes, nifaq also, of a lesser degree, maybe not nifaq to expelling from the fold of Islam, but in other ways, there will be nifaq in a person. He says something, but he doesn't believe it. He merely in order to project an image of piety, would make some statements, but in his heart it's not the same condition. So there will be nifaq and riya in people, but in a wali, these two qualities, these two evils, can never coexist with a wali, because it will eliminate his wilayat. Aise shakhs ke dost kam, dushman zyada hai. And for such a person, a wali, whom there is no riya and there is no nifaq, he has very few friends in the West, has many enemies. Very few friends, and he has many enemies. Why few friends? Because there's no nifaq, and there's no riya. He always will speak the haq. He speaks the truth because he has to please Allah Ta'ala. So he will speak what the truth, the haq, and in this process, obviously, he will hurt people, he will annoy people, he will become aggrieved, but he has to continue. So that reason you'll find all the great people, the Anbiya, and the Awliya, and the Sahaba, the Awliya, and the Fuqaha, all of them had many enemies, too many enemies they had. You find a person like Imam Bukhari, he also finally, so difficult, the governor of the place has made it for him, they finally made, why Allah, take me away from this dunya now. Take me away from this dunya. The dunya has become too small to contain me. So much taklif they will give, not only for him, for all the great people, because they always have to speak. They have to speak what is the haq. Hadith Rasul says, Afdalul jihad, kalimatu haqqin inda sultan jahil. The noblest jihad is to proclaim the truth in the presence of a tyrant, presence of an unjust ruler, sultan, to give him nasihat. It does not mean he must stay in the street and make a noise and adopt the ways of the kuffar and like these public demonstrations. It does not mean this. It means in the presence. If he happens to be in the presence of the ruler, then he will make nasihat to the ruler, and he will tell the ruler what is right. And then in that process, many of the great people were killed, they were put to death, they were imprisoned. Imam Hanifa, Imam Hanbal Rahmatullahi, were flogged, and were even put to death also in the presence of the sultans because of the Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar. So a person of the haq, a person in whom there is no riya, he does only to show Allah Ta'ala, not to show others. So obviously he will now proclaim the truth, and in the course of that he will gain many enemies, and he will have few friends. Or farmaya ke khuda ka wali, दोस्त एक ऐसा पैदा करना चाहिए कि किसी वक्त वो तुझे न भूले. अगर यहाँ हम तो लाइक मेंशन फ्रेंड, the qualities of a friend. He said you must cultivate a friend who has these qualities. कि वो तुझे न भूले, that he does not forget you. He doesn't forget you. खता पर उधर को भूले. And when you make an error, you did something to annoy him, then immediately he accepts your apologies, accepts your excuse. Zurur ke waqt yaar ho, and at the time of need, he shows his friendship to you. Musibat ke halat mein, madadgar ho, and at the time of hardship, difficulties, he is there to aid you. This is a kind of friendship which you must cultivate. What he means by this is that you won't find such friends. The world is empty. In a former days there were, and there also rare true friendship, but he means your friend, the only being is Allah Ta'ala, in whom you will find these attributes. A true friend, the signs of a true friend is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, man dhakarakum billahi hulatu. A true friend is such a person that when you see him, he reminds you of Allah Ta'ala. His vision reminds you of Allah Ta'ala. His face, his outlook, it reminds you of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَنْ Zadakum fil ilmi mantikuhu. And his talk increases you in knowledge, the knowledge of the deen. When you discuss with him, doesn't speak nonsense or worldly things. His talk, it increases you in ilm. وَمَنْ زَادَكُمْ وَمَنْ ذَكَّرَكُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ. And his actions remind you of the akhirat. You know, there's only deen in this person. Whatever connection you have with him, whatever relationship you have with him, whatever discussion you have with him, it pertains to the deen. So at all times he reminds you of Allah Ta'ala, and he improves in your knowledge of your deen, and he reminds you of the akhirat. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that these are the signs of a true friend. If one lacks in these qualities, then you must stay far away. Don't befriend him. There is no such a thing as friends. Hasan Basri Rahmatullah, he said that in those days, we are living in such times. He was once a great tabi'in. We are living in such times, he said, that friends, therefore, when they're in your presence, they smile. But their hearts are full of scorpions for you. But in your presence, they will smile and say, this is a type of friendship. So, we have to try our best not to increase our circle of friendship. Reduce it. You will be safe from many evils. So, he means Allah Ta'ala. That these qualities you will get only in Allah Ta'ala. And you must cultivate his friendship by means of his ibadat, and by means of ta'at, and his obedience. Any questions?